She's climbing into her little den like she does every week.
It's all go, isn't it?
Jeez. I'm lighting my little candle.
Me too.
So the old hay fever's back, is it? I thought you just got it once in May and then it was done. Oh, this is May. Shall we jump in then?
Let's do it.
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, a toothpaste which delivers whitening results in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is unlike regular whitening toothpaste as it lifts deep stains beyond the enamel surface. Even better, it not only removes surface stains, but prevents future stains too.
Colgate Max White Ultra helps people to embrace their individuality so they can have the power to shine and be true to themselves. Buy it now in Dunnes and available in all other major Irish retailers subject to availability.
I have a really good way to start.
Okay, cool. Is that a potato?
It's not just one potato, two potatoes. In fact, if I want full transparency, that's the third potato.
Okay.
I just want to tell you about, since the Sarah Shannon conversation, my powers of manifestation have been supercharged. I cannot yet tell you that there's a suitor at my door on one knee, but I decided that I was going to make a curry. And I thought to myself, yes, for once in my life, I have everything in that I need to make the curry with. And then I went, ah, no, I've no potatoes. I mean, and I was walking up the street to cut the mustard to get a little decaf. And I was thinking to myself, I mean, you are an Irish person on the weekend of a coronation in the UK. The least you should have in your cupboards is a potato. So anyway, forgot about it. Walked up the road, picked up my decaf, came back down the exact same side of the street, and there was a big basket outside one of my neighbour's houses. And I always see on the WhatsApp group, this particular lady, I don't know if she owns a shop or what, but she's always like, by the way, help yourself. So I never do because I always feel a bit weird about it. I'm like, I just feel slightly insecure about taking the stuff. Anyway, today I said I'd stop and look in the basket. And in the basket were three potatoes and nothing else. So, you know, I'd love to give you as much time on today's record as possible, but like, I've got superpowers. I've got like lottery wins to be manifesting here.
What do you mean? So you need to spell this out to me. My brain is not working today.
Your brain has been stolen by the hay fever. Basically, what I'm saying to you is my powers of manifestation worked in minutes. I said to myself, I don't have any potatoes. I'm going to have to go buy some.
And then you found those.
And then I found them on the street.
Oh my God.
You know? You feeling me?
Whoa. As my stepdad Joe would say, are you picking up what I'm putting down? And the answer to that question is now I am. Do you know why I'm just, my mind is so blown as you were speaking there? I presume you saw like my hand on my head.
Yeah, I did.
My hands on my head. So much was running through my brain because on Wednesday, I got an email from our clinic to say that our baby is the size of a potato this week.
What?
So that's why I was like, what? And when you held up that potato, all I could think about was my baby. So I'm sorry that I didn't immediately get what you were saying. But wow, holy moly. Like, you know, the way even when I was editing last week's episode, and Sarah Shannon, friend of the show, came on and spoke to us about manifesting a man. And that's where this conversation has come from with the potato this week. But even when I had spoken about earlier in the episode about making room for a partner, and then that's exactly what Sarah Shannon said. This week, you bring a potato, an actual potato, to the podcast, and I get an email to say my baby's the size of a potato.
We are, it's so in sync this season. Do you feel that?
I couldn't feel it more. So anyway, you scooped up the three potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened next?
And I brought them home. And now I have a full complement of ingredients for this beautiful curry, which I'll just hold the line now, starred messages. It is a smoked haddock curry with coconut and potato.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's actually from Grazia magazine, God knows when, years ago. But it's Tarte London's fail-safe dinner party dish. So Tarte London are two girls who run a catering company. But it is, I have made this curry plenty of times and it's delicious. So I will share this recipe on the Insta this week.
Brilliant. And I love the way you're thinking. You're cooking for dinner parties. You're manifesting.
Making space for people. Yes. Beautiful. It does feel like we only just spoke, but here we are again.
I know. We're very in sync this season. We're really enjoying the chats. And I have to say, I'm really looking forward to the mini marathon when you come home. And we need to get a swim in that weekend too.
Yes. I've been in my DMs on Instagram more than I think I've ever been in my DMs this week. And it's all been chair content.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the chair, because I had a small little book launch for friends and family on Wednesday. Scott and Lee were there. Emily, my neighbor, were all friends, and they were all laughing so much about Dave, who we don't talk about Dave. Scott's a little bit put out now that it's all about Dave this season.
Making me way through the trades, I am. Sorry, Scott.
I was like, I just felt like we were pushing it too much, so we had to rest you. You're on the subs bench for a while, Scott. We've brought in Dave, but you know, Dave didn't really work out. So maybe it's time to call Scott back up to the A team.
Maybe it is. When is his wedding again?
His wedding is on the 16th of July.
Maybe we call him back in. Maybe we like, would Scott and Lee consider giving us a little voice note, do you think?
Oh, yeah, we could get a little voice note.
Yeah. Just like a right to reply.
Yes. No? Or maybe Scott could maybe he could give us a few tips on how to get a good rub.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Bring him on. Bring him in. I'm ready for it.
Okay, Scott, I'm going to get on to you during the week now for a little voice memo. So yeah, Scott's getting married. We're going to be a man down after the summer. Obviously very looking forward to his wedding. A little bit embarrassed because you've mortified me, Claire, and now I have to go stand with all of his friends and family who knows about Soul Sisters and the shenanigans. But I will take one for the team and I will hold my head up high at that wedding.
Well, I have had a little bit of a vulnerability hangover this week. So if I've had one, it's you can go to the wedding and have one.
Okay, so tell us about the chair. You held up the chair. We made a reel. Obviously, I checked with you first if it was okay to post the reel. You sent me back a really funny voice memo and where you're like, you post that reel, girl. So if anyone wants to see the chair we were talking about on the podcast last week. So basically, we said that in order for Claire to manifest a husband, she needs to have a nice chair for the man to sit on. She held up the chair that she had in her house. It's not up to scratch. And we made a little video. So check out both of our Instagram pages to see that. But tell us now, how much progress have we made on the chair? How do you feel about the chair? Where is the chair?
Everybody is behind me on this mission to find, because once the chair is installed in my lounge, nearly everybody I've spoken to in the real life and on Instagram has said, next step, your own man.
I love the way you say in the real life. IRL, in real life.
Exactamundo. The interesting thing about this whole chair thing happening this particular week is that just down the road from me in central London, Prince Charles is preparing for his coronation. Now, we're recording this on a Friday, and obviously you're listening after the coronation, but all this week, there has been like details on what's being done behind the scenes for the coronation. One of the things that Charles is doing is restoring a chair used by King George VI.
Chair energy this week.
Chair energy. A seat for a king, a seat for a king. You know, we're all about signs around here. So I was, of course, thinking somebody regal is about to enter my life. So tell us, how was your, what's your week?
So I got a call on Wednesday morning from my book editor, Kira, to say, now we normally text each other, email each other. So when I saw the phone call coming in, I was like, oh, she's here to tell me something. So I answered and I was like, hey. And she said, hi, how are you? And I said, yeah, no, I'm fine. How are you? And she said, I've something to tell you. And I said, okay. And she said, congratulations, your book is number one across all charts. You're a number one best-selling author. It was such a beautiful moment. So Glow went to number one because of all of the Soul Sisters, everyone on Instagram, my friends, my family, the support. Once in a lifetime moment, opportunity, experience. And I swear to God, Claire, I'm taking in every single second of it. It is incredible.
That is just fantastic news.
I have to say, when I was kind of doing the final edits of the book, I sat down one afternoon and I read it from start to finish. And I had such scary thoughts that day.
Ooh.
And really mean thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, is this actually good? And I hadn't read it all in one go, and really limiting beliefs coming in. I'm glad that's the last time I felt that experience, but I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, it's all rosy. Like, I did have those thoughts of imposter syndrome. What am I doing? Who do I think I am? So for any of the Soul Sisters out there with a dream or a passion, just do it. Go for it. We get one chance in life. And yes, I did have those really nerve-wracking thoughts, but it has just been so incredible. I'm just like buzzing.
I glow what you mean. I absolutely glow what you mean. Dude, I'm so proud of you. That is just the best news ever. And you know what? Also, if I zoom out for a moment out of this little joyous bubble we're in, it's really good to know that so many people out there are reading books and taking steps to change their lives.
Yeah, and I think we just want to plant little seeds, don't we? We just want a little tiny seed planted, just one thing that could change how you think about the world and life. And that's why one of my steps is getting curious. And it's all about you, Claire, and how you arrived on my doorstep with two books that changed my life and put me on a new path. So I hope you like your little story in the book.
I can't wait to read it.
So I had a really busy week, and on Thursday, so the little book party was on Wednesday. On Thursday morning, I got up, I went into Pat Kenny, into the old office. And you know that, Claire, like the return to where you used to work, like it takes a lot of your energy. And I was already kind of, as Brian Penny would say, flying at like 4,000 feet in terms of my energy. And I came home and I'd had a podcast scheduled in with the Wim Hof for months. So I was going from two icons, from Pat Kenny to Wim Hof, but I was on the couch, Claire, 40 minutes before I was due to do this podcast, and I couldn't move.
Oh, no.
So I had in my head, okay, I'm going to go for a swim before I interview Wim Hof because I need to feel energized. I need to be connected with that side of myself. Like, Wim Hof is the Iceman, the OG motivational speaker. Like, you need to bring the energy to Wim, right? So I was really worried about the podcast. And I said to Jamie, I have no energy. I don't know what I'm going to do. And something hit me. And I was actually thinking about this in bed last night. We need to get a bell or a certain sound to ring on the podcast. Oh, she's gone.
I have a bell.
She's gone.
Hold
you
a minute.
Do you?
Yeah.
Jesus, what don't you have in that apartment? Here we go. What does Blind Boy do? He blows on some horn or something.
Yeah, you're right. He does, actually.
Okay, so what's our sound effect for an aha moment? Or maybe you could do a hum or a hum or whatever stuff is.
I could do an aw.
Yeah, go on.
Oh.
It was like I went to an event with Claire McKenna, a Purple House charity event, and myself and Jerry Hussey were speaking at it. And I went first, and then Jerry got up, and myself and Claire were side of stage looking adoringly at Jerry as he spoke. And she turned to me and she goes, Georgie, we're like his apostles. We should get a bell and ring it whenever he's coming. Because people always get on to me and say, gee, he's like the Irish Jesus. So, yeah, that's our sound, our little aha moment, because I have a little aha moment for us. So we ring our little bell. So basically what happened was I was flying low going into Wim Hof.
Yeah.
I went in, recorded the podcast, 30 minutes off. The most incredible conversation. He was singing Wild Rover. I'm not even going to give it away what he was doing on the podcast and saying. And afterwards, I came into the kitchen and I was like to Jamie, oh my God, I feel like I could run a marathon after that conversation. So I walked in as one version of myself and I came out another version. And it reminded me of something, now that we're speaking of Jerry, that he said that changed my mind. And this is in my book, right? He said, we think tiredness is too much of something, too much work, too much going on. But tiredness can also be caused by a lack of. Is there enough love in your life? Is there enough laughter in your life? Is there enough connection in your life? So I could see that I was tired before my Wim Hof conversation because I'd been giving so much of my energy away. And actually what I needed was someone to come along and fill me back up. I didn't need a nap. I needed a beautiful conversation.
Yes. Hallelujah. There is nobody like Wim Hof. If you watch 5 minutes of Wim Hof on YouTube, you feel better. So I can only imagine what he gave you in 30 minutes.
And that's the thing for all the Soul Sisters. If you know, like sometimes I have a really good sleep and I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm wrecked.
Yes.
But I'm not wrecked because I'm tired. I'm wrecked because actually I need something. So next time at the weekend, if you're feeling wrecked in inverted commas, get yourself out there, down to the local coffee shop, do the park run, go down to Sandy Cove, go find some people and they're going to fill you back up.
That is such good advice. Change the energy, change your environment and you'll feel much better.
Yeah. Is that scaffolding still up?
Yeah. My window cleaner's been getting in touch with me saying, can I come and clean your new windows? And I said, no, fella, because the scaffolding's still there.
Jeez. Or have you said goodbye to Dave?
I haven't actually. No, I haven't said goodbye to him properly. We had a chat. I did say to him yesterday as I passed, I said, Dave, any sign of like, when's the end? And he said, oh, no, deny it, Claire, deny. And I said, Dave, like, I miss getting changed in my bedroom without having to pull curtains. I said, I'm like this, whoop, whoop, jumping around the place, leaping under the bed and stuff.
Did he have to say about that?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Dave is ringing.
Oh my God. Dave is ringing me. Hello? Dave, how are you?
I'm not bad, thanks.
Oh my God, it's great to hear from you. The glass is going to be here on Thursday. Okay. Okay, grand. Yeah, that sounds good. I was just smiling. I'm recording a podcast with my pal here and I was saying, can you hear that drill? It's definitely a drill. It's the angle grinder. Listen, by the end of your stay here, Dave, I'll know every tool.
No worries. You have a lovely weekend and I'll see you next week, yeah?
Dave, I really appreciate the call. Thank you.
Two thumbs up.
Cheers. Thanks, Dave. Bye. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Look at that. Look
That's
at that
so insane.
The manifestation. I mean, listen, the world is my oyster after that. Just,
oh my God.
Yeah, you see, you have to practice, don't you?
Now, do you think he's ringing Imogen's replacement? I can't remember her name.
Kira. No.
Do you think he's ringing Kira as much?
No, he's not at all, no.
He loves you, Claire.
Yeah, we're tight now at this point.
What an amazing, beautiful man.
He's a lovely chap. He is.
This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with Colgate Max White Ultra, a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days, and it's safe for your enamel. In a recent Colgate survey of 2,000 people, almost a third say that a lack of confidence in their smile is holding them back. But we have full confidence in our smiles. Claire, how are you getting on?
These days I'm working a lot on Zoom. I do 2 days from home for my day job, and I'm doing coaching by night in the evenings on Zoom. So I'm seeing myself plenty in the screen. And I must say, if there's one thing I can rely on, 'tis always the teeth. And that's down to Colgate Max White Ultra.
I have to say, I went to my book launch on Wednesday and I noticed in the photos that my teeth were so white. I keep saying it to everybody. They're like, okay, we get it. But I'm like, you got to check out this toothpaste. So every time someone comes to my house, they leave with a Colgate Max White Ultra.
I need to do the same thing, actually. Maybe I should give one to Dave.
Oh, Dave. So don't hold back. Let Colgate Max White Ultra boost that confident smile of yours. Available in Dunnes and all other major Irish retailers.
Soul Sisters, you have been on to me about our playlist, which is called the Pod List, Soul Sisters Pod List, P-O-D-L-I-S-T. I called it that because I thought it was a nifty melange of podcast and playlist, but many of you can't find it. So,
including me.
Including you. You can't find it either.
When you send me the link, I have it, but it's just so hard to find. Do you think we need to change the name of it?
Yeah, I think we possibly do. I have a friend who works in Spotify, so I'm going to email him today and ask him what I should do. Like, maybe we can get it connected to the podcast. Find out. But for now, Soul Sisters Pod List. So even if you put Pod List in to the search bar, you'll probably find it. And I want to add this week's song. I want to add a song this week, and it is Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
I love that song.
Oh, so do I. And I, on the other day, I met a friend for lunch and we had such a lovely lunch together, me and Richie. And I left the lunch and I was just, you know, I was just high as a kite after it. And I went into the tube station and I was like, I'm just going to put on some music on this lovely day. And shuffle, shuffle, along came the Beatles. Here comes the sun, little darling. Ah, oh, I was just like, I was smiling so much as I was walking towards the train that people were looking at me like as if something, as if, you know, I was doing something odd. People were like, what is she, like, why is she
smiling in London? What's wrong with you?
What could she possibly be so happy about? I'm just listening to a song, guys.
Well, in fairness, I've been to Tooting. There is a lot of smiles in Tooting.
There is. You're right. You're right. So Podlist into the search engine, Podlist on Spotify, and you'll find that song along with all the rest of the Soul Sister songs.
Brilliant.
Soul Sisters. Okay, so one of my DMs was this, and I thought I might put it out to the masses and see what everyone thinks. Okay, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you would do. This is from one of our Soul Sisters. Our Soul Sister says, I was out last night with some of my boyfriend's family and I felt his brother's wife was very unfriendly and I was disappointed because we'd gotten on so well the previous time we met. I really felt rejection coming up from my childhood and I feel like it's linked with my self-worth. What do you think?
Oh, that's big,
isn't it?
Did she say new boyfriend?
No. So what's the first thing that could come to mind for you now if that happened to you?
So the first thing that comes to my mind is that it's absolutely nothing to do with me.
Good. Say more.
Okay, so something that I've learned along the way is that the way other people treat you is actually nothing to do with you. That is whatever is going on in their life. And I think that I feel that way, and it's never happened to me with a family member, thankfully, but I've definitely had friends who've just turned quite, how do I say this? There's one particular person, right, who I know for a fact that I never said anything bad about them, that I never mistreated them as a friend, and they turned on me. So I can say with 100% confidence that I did nothing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that made me see as clear as day that actually it had nothing to do with me. What do you think?
I would 100% agree with you. This wouldn't have always have been my mindset. But now these days, I having done some work, I know, as you say, that other people's demeanor is not directly connected to my own. I also wanted to signpost for this Soul Sister and for all of us Soul Sisters out there that if this happens, this is a good awareness piece, right? So if you meet somebody like a sister-in-law or somebody like that, and they treat you differently, you feel like it's a different conversation or a different feeling to what it normally is, you are probably putting too much value on other people's view of you. So you're looking for consistency in the wrong place. Or the only person who needs to be consistent is you. So if you present yourself to that person and you're exactly the same, you're like, oh yeah, and they sort of blank you, ain't nobody got time for that. Mm-hmm. That is nothing to do with you. Now, obviously it's hurtful. And as our Soul Sister said, that can connect you to that rejection piece that, like, I've got one that always that's burned into my memory, you know, in the schoolyard where you like just join a group of kids and they just don't let you in. And it's like, oh, that feeling of belonging is so integral to who we are. But what I have learned to do, and it takes practice, is stay strong in my own foundation. We abandon ourselves a lot. So your priority is in situations like that or anywhere in your workplace or anything, your relationships, don't abandon yourself. Stay with you. Stay with your best mate who is right here and allow other people to do them.
And do you know what I think would really work in a situation like that, Claire, is a really good affirmation. So affirmations are something that I turn to in my really hot, tough moments. And they really actually help me. So one that was coming up for me there for our Soul Sister is, I am enough. I have enough, I do enough.
Oh, I love that one.
It's one of my favorite ones in terms of like, I am enough just as I am.
Mm-hmm.
So find yourself maybe a really good affirmation that if you're going in and you're faced with this person who's you feel weird energy from, be true to yourself. I say it to Pia every morning going to school. I repeat affirmations for her because I want her to go into school and think, I am loved. I am kind. I am enough. Every single day. So I think the more we repeat those affirmations to ourselves, the more we have confidence to actually stand in our power.
I've been using affirmations and I've been reciting them in the shower, actually.
In the dark.
Fast becoming my favorite place in the absence of a bath. But the power of affirmations cannot be undersold here, because the mind has the power to manifest anything. And your mind in situations like our soul sister was in there is not your best pal. It's not your best friend. So if you can drop into your body and go to somebody, go to an ally in that situation. So go give your boyfriend a squeeze or sit down with somebody else and have a lovely chat. You're back.
Yeah. Good advice, Claire.
Good advice, Georgie.
Okay, so considering that, I was chatting about Jerry earlier, and he is a big part of my book. But I wanted to recommend Jerry's new book. It's called The Freedom Within. And he was at my book launch and he was telling me all about it. And it sounds like it's going to be incredible. It's on pre-sale now. It's out in November. And if you do pre-order, he's got lots of cool incentives. So check out The Freedom Within. Best of luck, Jerry, on your new book. I know it's going to be amazing.
Oh, nice one, Jerry. Nice one, Jesus, the Irish Jesus.
Irish Jesus. Yeah, ring the bell there.
Ring the bell. Jerry's got a new book. Oh my God, have you heard anything from Kerry? The Wilds of West Kerry?
They obviously heard the rest of the conversation that I was leaving.
Oh, that's it, yeah. So they're probably very offended. Did you have any kickback from the Catholics on the DMs this week?
Absolutely not. I think the Soul Sisters just are happy for me to just be whoever I want to be, which is very supportive,
absolutely, isn't
it?
Listen, guys, we're spiritual. We're not religious. We're spiritual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I had a beautiful conversation this morning before I jumped on to record this podcast, and I spoke to my soul, no joke, the soulful life coach, Georgina Durkin, who I mentioned before on this podcast, who helped me get over my blushing. And since then, a load of soul sisters have gone to her to help with things like anxiety, IBS. One of my pals had a real issue with her digestion and IBS. And Georgina was able to, this was remarkable, Georgina was able to isolate two incidents that happened in her past that were causing her issues in her present. So one of them was her issues around money. And then the other one was a fear of abandonment. And that was connected to an incident in her past as well. Incredible. So I had a good chat with Georgina this morning, and I'll go into it in detail maybe next week. I need to just process what we talked about. But I want to tell you that she's doing an overnight retreat in Paris Court Springs. She's doing a workshop with meditation, forest bathing, relaxation, great food, and great company. It's July 24th and 25th, and that's in Enniskerry in County Wicklow in Paris Court Springs. And if you just want to get in touch with your soul or connect with your intuition, sitting in a room with this girl will be super powerful. So if you have nothing planned for the summer and you want to do something great for yourself, I really, really recommend this. So I think that might be it then for the day, is it?
That's it. Will you bring your bell out now for your balcony when Prince, what's his name, King Charles is going past on his new chair?
I'll be getting a king's chair. Yeah, exactly. I will. I will ring the bell tomorrow at coronation time when he's making his coronation, as I say.
And is that near where you live?
So it's also SW. Let me just check here. It's Westminster Abbey. Westminster Abbey has been the setting for every coronation since 1066, with William the Conqueror being the first monarch to be crowned there.
Whoa.
Isn't that mad?
But you can see how Harry's just breaking that cycle, can't you?
Oh, totally. And hats off to Harry and hats off to Meghan, you know, for their decisions around this event, you know?
But he's home for it, right?
He's coming, but yeah, he's back for it. And
are they going to make him sit at the back of the church?
I hope not. I hope not. But everybody, I'm sure, will be watching and reading body language.
Well, enjoy your coronation party. Have you got anything fun planned for the week ahead?
No, I'm just going to start packing my bag for the week of the 15th, which is my yoga retreat with Sarah Shannon in Portugal. And yeah, I'll be eating cucumber sandwiches and drinking Pimm's.
Mm, well, you enjoy that. I have a couple of interviews left for the book promo. I'm doing a podcast with Bianca from VIP, so I'll make sure to share that. I'm on Dermot and Dave on Wednesday. And again, just a huge thank you to everyone for helping me get my book to number one. It's been an absolute dream come true. I can't believe it.
Oh, you little dusty pink fairy.
You sound like Ray Darcy.
How are you, Ray?
Thank you so much, Soul Sisters. I'll leave a link for my book in the show notes. And also you can contact Claire if you're looking for a life coach. Give us your email there, Claire.
Claire@seekersandspeakers.com.